Our scripture reading today comes from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. And it's helpful to review the larger arc of the narrative in which today's scripture reading takes place. Just a few chapters earlier, in chapter 14, we find the Israelites escaping from slavery in Egypt. God miraculously parts the waters of the Red Sea and leads the Israelites to freedom. Chapter 15 starts with a song of celebration, offering thanks and praise to God for all that God has done. But then the tone starts to shift. The Israelites begin their journey into the wilderness that lies on the other side of the Red Sea. And quickly, the grumbling begins. First, the Israelites complain because the only water they can find in the desert is too bitter to drink. So Moses cries out to God, and God makes the water sweet. The Israelites set out again, and again they complain. This time, they are hungry. So God provides bread and meat, manna, and quail. As the Israelites continue their journey through the wilderness, the complaining continues too, though. And in today's reading, we will hear again that the Israelites are thirsty. So it's helpful to remember that today's reading is part of this larger story, a story that begins with the promise of liberation and new life. But as the Israelites make their way to the promised land, the journey doesn't go exactly as they expect. And so they get stuck. They get stuck between promise and fulfillment. They know what God has promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey, and yet they fear that they will never get there. They fear that the promise will never be fulfilled. And so for them, the wilderness is no longer simply a place. For them, it becomes a state of mind with this uncertain future in front of them. How often have we found ourselves in the same kind of wilderness, getting stuck between promise and fulfillment, knowing that God has promised good to us, but fearing that the promise might never be fulfilled? We aren't so different from the Israelites, really. So let's see what we can learn from them. Let's listen to the word of God. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Here ends the reading. for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Decluttering guru Peter Walsh was a cast member nearly 15 years ago on a reality show called Clean Sweep. Some of you may remember it. And Peter was asked in an interview a few years ago to tell the stories of some of his most challenging clients. So he told of a woman who wanted help finding the floor again in her home. Her master bedroom was filled with two cribs and two bassinets and piles upon piles of baby clothes. But her two children, they weren't babies anymore, they were teenagers. When Peter first walked into her bedroom, he gently observed that perhaps some of those items might go. But the woman said, "I can't let go of anything. It is all so important to me." And he was so patient with her, and he told her that was okay. But he also asked her this: "Are your best memories of your children in front of you or behind you?" And she started sobbing, because those clothes, she said, represented a time when she felt most important to her family, and she was worried that letting go of those clothes would mean losing her place in her children's lives. Now, we may not have two cribs and two bassinets and piles upon piles of baby clothes in our master bedrooms, but I'm guessing that we're not so unlike the woman Peter told about. That woman was so caught up in looking backward longingly and looking forward anxiously that she couldn't see the life right in front of her. There's this beautiful Jewish prayer that says, "Days pass and years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles." Looking backward longingly, looking forward anxiously, walking sightless among miracles. We have all been there at some point in our lives. And as Peter went on to say about the woman in his story and so many others like her who cling to clutter and yearn for the past, there are almost always underlying challenges in our lives that make us like that. Unresolved feelings of loss or trauma or insecurity or grief or fear, those are the things that keep us walking sightless among miracles. Now, loss, trauma, insecurity, grief, fear, the Israelites certainly knew something about all of those things. Looking backward longingly, looking forward anxiously, walking sightless among miracles, you could say that sums up the Israelites' whole journey through the wilderness. Wilderness. This theme that we have chosen for the season of Lent. Wilderness. We started last Sunday with Reverend Larry's reflection on Jesus' time in the wilderness and how Jesus was tempted by the devil to forsake his identity as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Jesus' journey into the wilderness came at the very beginning of his ministry, right after his baptism, and so Reverend Larry encouraged us to think about our time in the wilderness this Lent as a new beginning. Now this week, as we turn our focus to the Israelites' time in the wilderness, we are reminded, just like the Israelites, that our journeys often do not go according to plan. The Israelites cross the Red Sea with the promise of liberation and new life in hand, but quickly, so quickly, that promise seems to slip away as they are confronted with the realities of hunger and thirst. First, at Marah, there is water, but the Israelites find they can't drink it because it is too bitter. Then, at a place called Sin, they discover there is no food for them to eat, and then at Rephidim, there is no water at all. And each time, the Israelites find themselves tired and dirty and thirsty and hungry. Each time the grumbling and complaining and whining begin. And the Israelites yearn to turn back. They look back so longingly at their life in Egypt. In today's reading, the Israelites cry out to Moses, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Was it to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" Now, it's interesting because the Israelites certainly left Egypt in a hurry. They didn't even have time to let the dough for their bread rise. And yet it seems that some of them at least had time to pack some rose-colored glasses. Because the Israelites had a tough life back in Egypt. It wasn't thirst that was killing them and their children. It was the harsh life of slavery that was killing them. So it's a little surprising, isn't it, that they look back so longingly on the life that they had there. It's amazing what the power of nostalgia can do, isn't it? But when the future is uncertain, all we want to do is cling to what we know, to what is most familiar. As the Israelites looked ahead anxiously, they could see only hunger and thirst and death. But God had something else in store for them. And so each time they started to grumble and complain and whine, each time they started to doubt and fear, God showed up for them in ways beyond their imagining, turning bitter water sweet, covering the land with manna and quail, bringing forth water from a rock. The Israelites may have been looking backward longingly and looking forward anxiously, but with food to eat and water to drink, God wanted to give them every opportunity to see the miracles that were happening right in their midst. God wanted to give them every opportunity to see the ways in which God was providing for them. And God's actions far exceeded their expectations. God's vision of what was possible for them was more than they could ever have imagined for themselves. Now, sometimes our rational minds, we feel the need to make sense of these kinds of miracles. We want to try to find historical or scientific explanations for how exactly bitter water can become sweet, or how quail and manna can just appear out of nowhere, or how water can suddenly come flowing out of a rock. And of course, we can find all kinds of explanations that make those miracles understandable and rationally acceptable. But I think we're missing something if that's all that we do. Because those kinds of explanations, they can't do justice to the larger message of this story. Because what matters here is not so much the details of what happened in the wilderness. What matters is the description of what the Israelites came to know about God and about themselves through what happened to them in the wilderness. It's how they came to understand who and whose they were. The Israelites came to understand God as a God of abundance, a God who loved and cared for them, a God who richly blessed them in ways beyond their imagining. When they could see only hunger and thirst and death, the glory of the Lord was revealed in their midst. When they were blinded to the opportunities that lay before them, God worked in their midst and made the wilderness bright with possibility. And so I wonder, where are the places in your life that are cluttered with loss or trauma, with insecurity or grief or fear? What is it that causes you to look back longingly at the past or to look forward anxiously to the future? What is it that you need to clear out, to let go of, to take off of your mind or move out of your way? What is it that keeps you from trusting that God will bless you in ways even beyond your imagining? Because you see, we are not so different from the Israelites, really. We can get stuck in the wilderness ourselves. We can get stuck between promise and fulfillment, knowing that God has promised good to us, but fearing that promise might never be fulfilled. So my prayer for each of you, my prayer for all of us, is that our eyes may be opened, so that we can see the miracles of God that are happening right in our midst, right in the wilderness. Because we may not go into the wilderness willingly, but our God does promise to meet us there and to guide us home, if only we have eyes to see. Amen.